Welcome to the Awaken Engage podcast. I'm your host, Dave Jones. Episode, The Way of Things. Almost daily, I stand in awe of the way of things, the unwritten laws that govern nature and the universe. Some we see, some we feel, and some we are aware of only by the senses beyond our senses. We just know. My friend Sylvan sent a book to me many months ago. I didn't read it. In fact, I didn't open the cover, glance at the flyleaf, or read the accolades on the back. Not a word. It wasn't that I wasn't interested in the book. I was just interested in other things more. As you likely know, at the beginning of February, I decided to begin writing and publishing and podcasting every day for 30 days. That turned into a 60-day commitment. And once I hit 60, I know that I'll continue. How long? I have no idea. But I've stumbled upon a practice that enlivens me, challenges me, connects me, enriches me, allows me to be me. I decided to write because I knew it would be a challenge. And I needed a new monthly challenge after the ice bath challenge of January. At that time, the criteria for the challenges was as follows. 1. It had to require willpower. There needed to be resistance. 2. It had to be done daily. And 3. I had to just do it. Writing ticked all the boxes, and then some. It continues to tick those boxes. Now, here is where the way of things shows up. Just last week, I was cleaning my office desk, and I came across the book that Sylvan sent me. It was buried under a stack of papers, waiting for me. Waiting for just the right time. As is the way of things, the author of the book, Seth Godin, must have been taking notes on my past life, my daily life, and working as an undercover clairvoyant for what was coming my way. He's now coaching me, every day. Often my jaw just drops wide open in amazement as I turn page after page and hear him speaking into my life, encouraging me to continue what I began. As previously mentioned in earlier essays and podcasts, I've often felt like I'm not a creative person, especially when compared to my family. A couple of days ago, my mom reminded me that when I was in third grade, I refused to participate in the art segments of class. Mr. Kyles, my kind and yet firm teacher, offered me an option. David, you can either do the art projects, or you can stand with your nose buried in the back corner of the room. I stood in the corner. Every time. Every day during art, without exception. It became a thing. Hey, we're getting ready to do art. Well, here I come, corner. Not until fourth grade did I feel any sort of success with art, and that was because Mrs. Parker, who had also taught my dad, taught me how to draw pine trees and snow-capped mountains. And that is all I ever drew. It was short-lived. After fourth grade, it was back to, I don't do art, I'm not creative. That's the rest of my family. And even though I studied writing, got a degree in writing, and love writing, I've carried this voice around in my head all my life that constantly reminds me, you're not creative, you're not a creative, you're not a writer. I had to commit to a challenge just to get started writing. It was really an excuse to write every day and tell the voice to F off because I made a commitment and it doesn't matter whether or not I feel like I'm a writer or whether I'm creative. I'm going to write every day, no matter what. And I'm going to publish every day because I am, no matter what. And after all that, as is the way of things, Seth Godin comes along and says things like, if you do something creative each day, you are now a creative person. Not a blocked person, not a striving person, not an untalented person. A creative person. Because creative people create. Do the work. Become the artist. Instead of planning, simply become. Acting as if is how we acquire identity. Writing is a universal solvent for creatives, painters, entrepreneurs, therapists, circus acts. Each of us can write our story down, a permanent record of how we see the world and how we will change the world. Yes, you can do it in private, in a notebook that no one will ever see, but you will find so much more juice if you do it in public, even if you use an assumed name, even if you only circulate it to a few people. Knowing that the words are there, in front of others, confirms your identity. I wrote this. blog every day. It's easy. It's free. And it establishes your identity long before the market cares about who you are and what you do. Writers write. Runners run. Establish your identity by doing your work. End of quote. Wow. Confirmation, validation, encouragement, support, just at the right time, as is the way of things. And now as I write, I hear the words from the alchemist. Whoever you are, or whatever it is that you do, when you really want something, it's because that desire originated in the soul of the universe. It's your mission on earth. When you want something, all the universe conspires in helping you to achieve it. We go on the journey to find the treasure that is hidden within us, that's been ours all along. But this truth can only be realized as we commit to the journey, to a journey. Otherwise, it lies buried within us under layers of complacency, self-doubt, lack of perspective, laziness, jealousy, fear, pride, even ignorance. We write to realize we are writers. We run to realize we are runners. We act to realize we are actors. We lead to realize we are leaders. We create to realize that we are creators. We live to realize we are alive. We go on a journey to find out who we already are, but we must go on the journey. And as we do, we see and experience the universe conspiring to bring us into contact with what matters most, as is the way of things. Peace.